Erev Tov, everyone. Thank you so much to Rabbi Jay Kelman and Torah in Motion for being the sponsors of this event tonight. The Bayit is honored to be able to host Rabbi Benny Lau. Rabbi Lau is, as many of you already know, is a very, very accomplished, still young rabbi, a Renaissance man who has accomplished a tremendous amount. I believe your PhD is in Rav Avadya Yosef, nachon? And he's written several books, and many of us have his set on Pirkei Avot, which is a wonderful repository of historical background on ethics of the fathers. He is one of the founding rabbis of the organization Tzohar, which has done a phenomenal job at uniting Jews of all stripes in Israel today, something which we have yet to do. And part of the reason why Israeli society is in some ways ahead of the curve over the diaspora Jewish communities is due to the incredible work that Rabbi Lau is doing. His latest project is 929, which is a website that brings together people, again, of all walks of society to study Tanakh together, with different essays from both secular and religious perspectives. And the common link is that we're all studying the same text, the text of our people. I just spoke over Shabbat when we were studying Pirkei Avot. I noted that the Mishnah Berurah in the laws of Hilchot Beit HaKnesset, he says that the first thing a person is supposed to do, at least a man is supposed to do after he finishes davening with a minyan in the morning, is to learn Torah, to be koveya itim la Torah, to set aside a time to study Torah. And the Mishnah Berurah himself says that it is not sufficient to study just Gemara. A person has to study both Torah Shebichtav and Torah Sheba'al Peh, and Poskim and Halacha. It's a revolution what's taking place in Israel today, and Rabbi Lau is at the forefront of the movement. That's why it's so exciting for us to listen to him and to think to ourselves, what can I do to be a part of that revolution? And also, what can I do to bring that revolution to my own community? I hope you're listening with that kind of attentiveness. We're very, very honored. And now I'd like to ask Rabbi Kelman to introduce Rabbi Lau. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And I really want to thank Hakar Satov to the debate for their warm welcome for this and many other programs. It's really a pleasure working with you, Rabbi Karofkin, Elaine Genisov, and the entire shul. So thank you very much. Just before we start, I do want to mention that next Sunday night, and I want to thank Rabbi Grauer for arranging a whole number of organizations are co-sponsoring next Sunday night in honor of the third yahrzeit of Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Tova Lichtenstein, his wife, and Rav Moshe Lichtenstein, his son, who's the Rosh Yeshiva in Gush, will be speaking at 8 p.m. at Or Chaim. That's a week tonight, 7:45 Mincha, 8 o'clock. Everyone's invited. About 15 organizations are co-sponsoring, so everybody is welcome. You see that our trips on the screen here. I just want to mention we have actually a super special till the end of April. We're offering a special of $500 off any of the trips. A couple of them are almost sold out, so if you'd like to come, I welcome you all. These really are wonderful trips. I want to thank Yisrael Dov, Mayor, and Karen for their sponsorship of this evening. It's really through his initiative that Rabbi Lau is here, and I want to thank for all his hard work and all his work for the community at large. They're sponsoring the evening in memory of their grandparents, Jack and Pepe Altus. We should come together for happy occasions. Thank you very much. You already heard much on Benny Lau. I'll just add a couple things. Of course, he's the Rav of the Ramban Shul, which is really a flourishing, a dynamic shul. I imagine a lot of you have been there. He was the Rav in Kibbutz Sa'ad. He learned in Haritzion. He did his PhD on Rav Avadya Yosef. And of course, 929, which is his latest project, which he'll be speaking about on Tanakh. Just want to mention that there are 90,000 people every day who go to the website 929 to learn a parak. It's basically Daf Yomi in half the time in Tanakh. It's about 3.5 years. a perek a day of Tanakh, 929, you know, prakim of Tanakh. And really, like Rabbi Korobkin said, it's the breadth of the whole community. It's really, it's a wonderful idea. And if this evening will help inspire people to take Tanakh more seriously, it's a book we don't study too much. Even most people, when they learn Torah, they tend to focus on Gemara. So really, a yasher koach for uniting the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Lartz. I know Rabbi Lau doesn't like to leave Israel. It's very hard to get him to leave Israel. And we really want to thank him. So really, he does, you know, so much important work, and he really feels his role is in Israel, and we're trying to convince him that he has a role in Chutz Laretz also. So it's really a pleasure, and I want to thank you. And without further ado, I want to welcome a Rav Lau. Bakasha.
Toda rabba. Thank you, rabbis. Thank you to host me here with the memorial of your parents. I think that bring Yerushalayim here, it's try to bring your parents here with the memory, and more than memory, I think that it's about doing things to continue. It's not just about the past. It's not just look back. It think about our parents and try to follow the vision that they had. So this is my privilege, toda rabba rabba, to bring me here. And all of you, the truth is that I'm be'emet, be'emet, a local person. In Yerushalayim, you used to say, ani efes shtayim, mean my code is 02. To go to Tel Aviv, I need visa. So to come until Toronto, it's whoa, it's be'emet, be'emet, far away. I want to share with you, to the beginning, a short story. I promise that all pieces of story that I will share with you are happen. It's nothing about fantasy. It's all about the experience that I had in the last few years. About 6 years ago, I went to a regular high school in Israel. Regular high school, I mean not religious, a public school, all Israelis, all Hebrew speakers, all was born and grew in Israel, regular Israelis. Kita Yud Aleph, mean year, age 16, 17, something like that. And about 200 kids, 8 classes together, invited me. I believe it was before one of the Chagim or something like that. And I brought with me my small book, Tanakh, always with me. And I went inside the hall, and you know, for them, for the kid, it was like an hour off, because no one will test them about the drasha that a rabbi gave. And I started standing in the podium and said to the kids, I found this book in the entrance. If someone lost it, please come later after the lecture and take it. And that was exactly the reaction. Full of, they met all 200 kids start laughing. But it was kind laughing, not against me, not aggressive. They just laughed, and then one girl in front said to me, quietly, nicely, said to me 4 words. This girl doesn't know even that she created 9to9 Project. She said to me, I will say it in Hebrew, Rabbi, Rabbi. Now, before continue, you understand, if Israeli, go and say to a Rav, Rabbi mean what? Mean that she never spoke with Rabbi before. because she saw the word Rabbi, you know, maybe in books, maybe some, no one call Israeli Rabbi Rabbi. Call Rav if you have a title. So it's Rav,
Rabbi means someone that you, it's very far from your world. So this girl said, Rabbi, Rabbi, זה לא שלנו. Now, she didn't say, Rabbi, זה לא שלי. She didn't say, she was like a spokesman for the whole 200 kids, say, it's not ours. And she said it so nice, quiet, באמת, it wasn't against, it just said, go on, go on, take this book and go on. And it shocked me to think about a girl in Israel, grew up, see a book, Tanakh, and said, Rabbi, Rabbi, it's not mine, or it's not our. So I immediately, after I got it, I asked her, what is your name, of course? And then I just said like that, you know, according to the Torah, I have the obligation to keep mitzvat hashavat aveda. Suddenly, I you know, it's happened that I found it. It's not true, but machpat. Okay, so I said to her, I found it, and I have no other choice. I need to find the one who lost it. Terrible mitzvah, you know, ashev tashivem, one time, second, third, no one. You said that it's not here, the one who lost it. I understand that. But can you help me and tell me where I supposed to go to find this man who wrote this book? And that was the moment that these 200 kids start argue each other. Where I need to go to find the one who lost this book? What were the options? First of all, the first reaction, go to the Datiim. You know, Tanakh של הדתיים, המתנחלים. You know, הכי גרוע. You know, you have status of enemies. You know, דתיים, מתנחלים. Yeah. And then some of the חבר'ה from the room say, no, לא נכון, לא נכון. I have this book at home. And they still argue. I went out of, after 40 minutes, about 40 minutes in this balagan. And I ask myself, what am I supposed to do with that? You know, it's experience, 40 minutes experience. Many of the same say, what am I supposed to do with this experience? To find the next generation, I can swear without talking with this nice girl that her grandparents knew Tanakh by heart. I can promise to you, all Israelis in the old days, without any kesher, if dati, non-dati, Tanakh, it was part of the culture. Ben Gurion kept the Tanakh in his heart. He knew Tanakh by heart. Moshe Dayan, all the tzaddikim, they knew Tanakh quite well. Tanakh was part of the language of the people. The poems, the streets, in the air, Tanakh. And then you ask yourself seriously, if the next generation in Israel will have no kesher to the book, to the first book, the book of the books, Sefer HaSfarim, if they will not have kesher with that, what will keep them to grow and to make the next generation in Israel? Jump over 3 years, one of my team, not a real team, but one of the play, the most important people in the project is Amos Oz. Well known, not the T at all, but he's part of 929. And he, about a year ago, took me to his window in his apartment. He lives in Ramat Aviv, 12th floor, a big window, and said to me, have a look. All the neighborhood, Ramat Aviv, if you know Ramat Aviv, the typical people who lived in Ramat Aviv, I should put it like that. Sorry, Zerat, Ashkenazi, secular, you know, upper class, etc. So he said, just watch all apartments here, you know, hundreds apartments here. Most of them, you will find at least one of the kids who left Israel. Most of them, you will find at least one of the kids left Israel. I mean, what I saw 3 years before with this young girl, with the 200 kids, who said, Rabbi, Rabbi, ze lo shelanu, Amos Oz showed me that in the present time. I want to stop this part of the story and move you far, far back in the history, in the Jewish history, about 2,500 years ago. You know, there are beautiful songs in Israel say like that. I believe that many of you understand the Hebrew better than my English, but I will say it first of all in Hebrew. Omrim she'aya po sameach lifnei shenoladeti. והכל היה פשוט נפלא עד שהגעתי. I will try to translate it. Sir, they used to say, people say, that everything was excellent until I was born. הכל היה פשוט נפלא. It was fantastic until when I came. Then everything changed. Mean, I see that the matzav, the situation is not kacha, not great, but they used to tell me that in the past it was fantastic, it was excellent, and we know that, nachon, when we said, ay, 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 כשאנחנו היינו צעירים, נכון? שטויות. Shlomo HaMelech, you know, in Sefer Kohelet he said, נכון? אל תומר. Don't say שהימים הראשונים היו טובים מאלה. Never, it's not true. Don't say that. שהימים הראשונים היו טובים. So I want to take you 2,500 years back, exactly to the period of return back from Babylon, not the beginning of Shivat Zion, but the second time that they return back, mean the period of Ezra and Nehemiah. In our project 9 to 9, we just 2 weeks ago, we finished these two books. Actually, according to the Gemara, it's one book, Ezra and Nehemiah. Nehemiah, it's an edition, but Ezra and Nehemiah, it's one book. What was the status or the keeping the Jewish life when Ezra and Nehemiah came to Jerusalem? What was the matzav about Shabbat, about kashrut, about mixed marriage, about everything? Umrim shaya po sameach lifnei shana, nachon? Surely, if Ezra and Nehemiah lived in the past, so everyone was like, what should I say, nachon? I don't want to mention names of yeshivot, but it was the great, nachon, keeping Torah and mitzvot with the great level that we can think, because it was in the past. You open Sefer Nehemiah, chapter 8. He said, I watch around in Jerusalem, Shabbat. No one, even no one, keeps Shabbat. The factories, the business, all people, just like a regular day. And Nehemiah came with all his power and say, I need to close the gates, I need to do something. He created to our world the whole business of Muktzeh. He started that. I will not go to that now. But people didn't know anything about Shabbat. People did not keep anything. Not kashrut, not Shabbat, all people with mixed marriage. with all nations around. All. I will not go back to ask how it happened. But that was the matzav, the status of the Jews in that time. I'm talking about 450 BCE. Okay, go back with me. And you ask yourself, what's happened? What about education? Where are the teachers? Where are the rabbis? Where are the people who need to take care? What is the answer? If I will ask, I will take trying to find the, where is the Torah, the book? What is the answer? Where I need to find the Torah? Very sad answer. The Torah kept by a sector, by a group called HaKohanim. The Kohanim, they kept the Torah. Where? Where? Inside the temple. What I share with you now, it's not from my head. It's written in Sefer Malachi, the prophet, the last prophet that we had a privilege to read. Sefer Malachi from the 12 books. He gave us the background. The Kohanim got the obligation from Moshe Rabbeinu, if you remember in Sefer Dvarim. What is the tafkid of the Kohanim in the Jewish society? There are two things that they need to keep. Yoru mishpatecha le'Yaakov v'toratcha le'Yisrael. Mean? You should be the teachers. You need to take the Torah and share it around with all people. This is the tafkid of the Kohanim. Another tafkid, yasimu k'torah be'apecha v'chalil al mizbachecha. You need to serve Hashem in the temple. This is the two jobs Kohanim need to take, Kohanim and Leviim. What Malachi said? They broke the covenant. Shichatetem brit, amar Hashem. The Kohanim kept the Torah for themselves. They didn't share it. They didn't go to anywhere. They just kept it in the Mikdash. For why? Because elite, the intellectual, the Kohanim kept it, and no one have the privilege to not to see the Torah, not to listen the Torah, not to read the Torah, not at all. And then, just then, Ezra with Nehemiah, both together, made the big revolution in the Jewish history. First step, you can find it in Ezra book. First step Ezra did, he took the Torah, I believe the only copy, he took the Torah from the temple, moved it, if I recall Nehemiah chapter 8, he said, Vayikach et ha-sefer, Vayavi'ehu el sha'ar ha-maim. To translate sha'ar ha-maim, I think that it's Watergate. Nachon? Mashu kaze. But really, sha'ar ha-maim mean it's a place that all people need to be. Why? Because everyone needs water. So it's the gate that from there you find your way to the well to have water. He took the Torah to Sha'ar HaMaim. What kind of language he will hear in Sha'ar HaMaim? What kind of people? All from Mea Shearim, from Williamsburg. Where are the people from, you know, Sha'ar HaMaim people? What kind of people? Young girl, boy, flirt, Sha'ar HaMaim. He took the Torah to the people. He found the place where the people are. He understood clearly that if he will keep the Torah and will ask the people, please come and have a, you know, daf yomi with me, no one will come. So he took the Torah to the people, to the place that people will be. Then build a podium and start, you know, he collected, he made a big, big assembly. If you remember Mishnah bePirkei Avot, Anshei Knesset HaGdola, the great assembly. Ezra was the first one. He did a big, big assembly in Rosh Hashanah Day and then start reading the Torah loudly. But the problem was that no one understood what he said. Why? The language. The language of the old Torah was Hebrew. The people who came from Babylon, they spoke Aramaic. The letter that they knew was Assyrian. And the people heard the Torah and didn't understand a word. So then Ezra decided to do another thing, unbelievable. Translate the Torah. He translated it to their own language, to Aramaic. The first time that someone takes the responsibility to make the people understand what's written in the Torah. That was the assembly, the first assembly Ezra did. Okay, assembly can be half a day. What later? He understood that later each one of the people will return back home. And then nothing. They have nothing. So he created another thing. He's a startup man. What he created, each one need to hear at least 3 times a week one piece of the Torah. What we call Parashat Shavua, he is the creator. But not just Parashat Shavua in Shabbat. Monday, Thursday, and Shabbat. Where he took it from? He opened the Torah and said, when Bnei Israel went to the desert, after 3 days, they couldn't continue because en mayim. Vayilchu shloshet yamim velo matzu mayim. So he said, mayim mean Torah. You cannot exist in your routine life 3 days without piece of Torah. So he started Sheni, Chamishi, Shabbat, Kriyat HaTorah. He is the creator. But the problem is they have no books. So he said, no problem. I will create another thing. Sofrei Stam. A new professional. People who will take themselves and write the Torah for the whole people. And then we have Torah. But in what language? He made the decision that the language will not be Hebrew like the original Torah. He changed the language. And we, until today, after 2,500 years, we read the Torah that the Ivrit that we read is Assyrian letters. Did you know that? It's not the original Hebrew. It's the new Hebrew. And the Gemara asks, of course, how he do that? Who gave him reshut? And it's all sugiya. You can read the Rishonim, beautiful Ritva, speak about the koach that Ezra had to do such thing. How he could do that? And then the Gemara concluded and said, Ra'uy haya Ezra shetinaten Torah al yado. You understand that? If I look to the person, Ezra said he was the man that we want to give the Torah by him. So why Moshe gave the Torah and not Ezra? What the answer of the Gemara? It's all about timing. Ela shekdamo Moshe. Moshe was before. That's all. The status of Ezra, it's just like Moshe. Haya ra'u Ezra shetinaten Torah. Ezra made the whole revolution. Now we understand when people had Torah in every small village, every small neighborhood, all around, each one have Torah and they start reading the Torah, what's happened the next? Immediately. We are Jews, we know that. If I read Torah in my small village, and you read Torah in your own small village, 100 meter between us, what will happen immediately? Immediately, the next word is, no, machloket. Machloket, we are Jews. No way that two Jews will read the same Torah and will interpret that in the same way. Nachon? If I understand the Torah, surely you understand different. And that is the time, after immediately after Ezra, that Machloket came to the world. Now, it's a long and long discussion if we like the Machloket or if we hate the Machloket. The Machloket, it's a negative word or positive word. What do you think the real answer is? Machloket. It is Machloket if it's negative or positive. Of course, if you will ask the Rambam, Rambam was mamash very strong against machlokot. If you read Mishneh Torah, the Rambam, you see he didn't bring any voices. The only voice legitimate is his own. Moshe kibel Torah miSinai umesara leMoshe. MiMoshe ad Moshe lo kam keMoshe. The only voice is the one voice. Nachon, one man show, one man got the Torah. This is the Rambam style, and he wrote that. The Rambam in the Hakdamot said, Machloket, it's terrible. It's just because you didn't learn enough. You need to fix, you know, Verkacha Musar against the Machloket. In the same time that the Rambam wrote that, his Chevre from Ashkenaz, mean the Tosfot, said, Machloket, we need that. We want the whole voices. Each one here who learned Gemara, know that. You open Gemara, you read Tosfot. The language of Tosfot is Ve'im Tomar. Who asked this question, Ve'im Tomar? And if you will ask, the teacher pushed the student and said, you need to ask. And then other students will say, I have a different answer. Ve'od yesh lomar, ve'od yesh lomar, ve'im tomar, argument. The whole style of learning in Ashkenaz Tosfot days, it's argument. Machloket, it's like a concert, like a symphony. You need many voices together because this is the Torah. So it's machloket about the machloket. Now it's, I don't know how many hours we have, but I can take you for all the history. You know, for example, remember after the Second Temple days, after the, you know, in the period we called Yavne, after destruction of the Second Temple, mean year 100, more or less. The president in those time was Rabban Gamliel. His title, I should say, asisma shelo, password, nachon, asisma. He used to say, nachon, hu haya omer, if you open Mishnah, Avot, hu haya omer, ase lecha rav, ויסתלק מן הספק. Without dilemma, you need to have a rabbi without questions. Just follow your step after your rabbi. Who היה אומר, רבן גמליאל, the רבן גמליאל from Yavne, he threw out everyone who didn't follow his steps, include his family. Rabbi Eliezer was a brother-in-law. He threw him out. Remember Tanuro Shel Achnai. Rabbi Yoshua was the head of the academy, head of the Bet Midrash in Yavne. He threw him out. Everyone who didn't follow exactly his path, he threw him. And then he said, Ribono Shel Olam, lo lichvodi ani oseh. It's nothing about ego. It's nothing about my name. לא לכבודי, לא לכבוד בית אבא. So why I'm so aggressive about מחלוקת? My shita is lichvodcha. It's just for your name. Shelo irbu machlokot beYisrael. Rabban Gamliel was strong against machlokot, so he threw all voices who not accept him. In the end, the student throw him, Rabban Gamliel, and then they look after someone who will be the president after Rabban Gamliel period. They look around. Who they took to be the next one? You remember that from Haggadah Shel Pesach, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, Arei Ani Keven 70 Shana. Whole story. Why, according to the Gemara in Masechet Brachot Daf Yudchet, why they decided to take Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria? He was too young. He wasn't the brilliant one in the class. Rabbi Akiva were the. So why they decided to take Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria? The only answer that the Gemara conclude and agree that that is the right answer. Why? Because they checked and saw that he is 10 generations after Ezra HaSofer. We want back Ezra. We want Ezra with his style, with his shita. We want someone who will bring back the Torah to the people. And the first act, according to the Gemara, the first act that Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria did when he became the leader, if you remember the Gemara, the first thing, he took the selector from the gate and threw him out, fire him. Because in the day of Rabban Gamliel, the selector stood on the entrance and checked everyone if he's, in Kavanah, if he's ready to be in our class. And 1,000 people found themselves out of Bet Midrash. So the first step that Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria did, throw out the selector and let the people come in. Immediately when he gave the people chance to come in, what's happened? Machloket. So many voices. If you will open the Gemara in Masechet Chagiga, Daf Gimel, you will see unbelievable story. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria quote a pasuk from Kohelet, Divrei Chachamim kedarvonot kemasmerot netuim, Balei Asufot, and he explained each part of this pasuk and say, what is Balei Asufot? Talmidei Chachamim, that come all together. And what's happened? Many voices. And then Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria said, then someone asked me, Maye, how can I learn Torah like that? Halalu, I will just use the words from the Gemara. Halalu osrim, halalu metirim, halalu mechayvim, halalu mezakim, halalu metarim, halalu metarim. Balagan! Shema yishal adam, said Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. Someone will come and ask. I can't learn like that. It's too many voices. So what's the answer? Rabban Gamliel will answer easily. Nachon, what he will answer? Ase lecha rav v'istalek min hasafek. You don't need to listen to so many voices. Take one, follow his steps. Don't think more. What's the answer that Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria shared with us in this Gemara? Ase oznecha ke'afar keset, ukne lecha lev mevin lishmo. Unbelievable. Instead saying, ase lecha rav ukne lecha chaver, like Rabban Gamliel, he said, you need to take responsibility. Listen carefully to all voices. And later on, think about what you heard. Kne lecha lev mevin, your heart need to understand the differences, and then you will take your step. This is the shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, and he become the president after Rabban Gamliel. You understand that I can go for period to period all our history until the Gaon Mivilna and Baal Shem Tov. We can go to the whole Mehmet Shiur Historia. But return back to 929. Return back to the sweet girl with the 200 kids around. Rabbi, Rabbi, ze lo shelanu. I want to cry with that. She will never come to Beit Midrash, because for her, Beit Midrash is a strange place. She don't understand the language. She don't part of the tradition. Have nothing to do in Beit Midrash. She can grow up in Israel with Hebrew, without Sidur. I can share with you a story about the last 4 years in my journey, 929, about people who first time in their life, in Israel, grow up in Israel, first time in life, open the book. We must take the book, return back to the hands of the people. This is obligation. It's a window in the history. We just finished celebrating 70 years to Israel. And we're proud. Be'emet, be'emet. I don't want to go back to the Holocaust, to my father's memories. I want to go to the present and the future. We celebrate because we have good reason why to celebrate about what happened in the last 70 years in Medinat Israel. But we do need to take care about the next 70 years, about the coming generations, how we build the Israeli society to be not just a strong by high tech, by army, how we can be sure that the coming generation be strong by spiritual. And I'm not talking just about religious. I'm talking about values, about feeling kesher, connected to the roots. What we do in 929, it's very simple. From day to day, almost 4 years, 3.5 years, we are taking the voices from the whole spectrum in Medinat Israel. So far, until now, it's just in Hebrew. Every day, think about a daily magazine. Every day, another chapter, like the Daf Yomi, but 5 chapters a week, from Sunday to Thursday. Friday is summary, and Saturday, Menucha. And then all people read the same chapter, but with many, many, many voices. It's not the same opinion. I invite every day about 20 different people every day, most of them well-known in Israel, journalists, politicians, army generals, etc., etc., rabbis from all spectrum. Invite them to say something about the chapter of the day. Some record, audio, video, many write. And by that, you bring the Torah back to the people. By the media, by using the Shar Hamayim of our generation. I will end this part of our meeting by a short story. You understand that the liberal world happy with that a lot. Nachon, when you ask people, reform, secular, to take the Torah and say, you will write, not just listen. So it's privilege. But what did the T area think about this project? How can you do that? If you go over, lo meshaneh achshav, okay? Rabbi Lee is now, after Make Aliyah, become one of our team. So it's a privilege for us. You want to jump off kacha letayel? You don't need, but if you want, because it's boring like that. No, no, not the chapter, the here. You have 20 different columns of voices every day. Just stop here. This one, the journalist from Haaretz. It's like I share a story about him before. Should I say it again, this story? I ask Eli. He say yes. Okay. So I give you two short stories about, first of all, about the liberal, then about the religious. And then I can jump over. So about this person. First of all, I can show you how many times this person wrote, but later. When I beginning this project about more than 4 years ago, before I started, I knew that the path should include all voices in Israel. Mean what? Between what? I don't want to say that someone is out, so I won't invite all. So in the left side, if I need to mention a newspaper, okay? Of course, Haaretz is the bezchut, they got the privilege to be the extremely left liberal newspaper in Israel. In the right side, I try to find, you know, Haredim never learn Torah at all, Tanakh. They do learn a lot, Parashat Shavua and Haftarah. But Tanakh, it's a different question why, but the Haredim world never learn Tanakh by Kacha. So it should be the Chardal or Haredi light or something like that. Okay. Start with Iton Haaretz. I went, it was summer 14. I went, it's before starting the project. I have nothing to show. But I went to the editor of Iton Haaretz. Name, he allowed me to use this story with his name. So I do that. I went to him for a meeting. He didn't know about what about, but he was kind enough to give me a few minutes during the day. I went to his office in Tel Aviv. Now, immediately you see Orthodox rabbi, how far you can go with him. Okay, yes, please. You know, the meeting start, and you have 1 second to make impression. So I said, his name is Aluf Ben. Said, he's more or less my age. Say, Aluf, I came to share with you a new project that I want to start. Yes, what about? About the Bible. Oh, I saw his eyes. Leat, his eyes become kacha. It was bemet lunchtime. It's hot outside. You know, I want to sharing voice. Yes. After 2 seconds, I understood. Apgisha nigmira. Okay, he watched, you see, you know the body language, when after 1 second he start, and he let me feel that it's going to nowhere. And then I asked him, Reshut, may I read for him a short poem? He's not a person who grew up in a sifru, you know, with the poetry. No, it's not his business. He's an economy man. So, okay, what is supposed to know to throw me out? But so I took out my mobile, and thanks God, my team in Israel, bemet unbelievable chevre, so they helped me to do homework. I took my mobile and I start reading 4 lines for a poem that I didn't tell him, but someone wrote about the moment that Abraham threw Hagar from his tent. 1 second of a picture about Sefer Bereshit, Hagar and Abraham. 4 lines. He showed, he looked at me, and I asked him, do you know who wrote that? No idea. So I said to him, your father wrote it. It's true. His father, the late father, I should say, was a regular teacher, small town named Kfar Saba. Kfar Saba was a, you know, town. And his father was a teacher for history, for many, many subjects. And for himself, he wrote poems, just kacha, levad. Someone collect the poems of his father, and my team prepared the meeting, who is Aluf Ben there, and they found it. And all his songs used the impression of the Torah, Tanakh, the picture, the history, the geography, the language, everything. And then I said to Aluf, you need to understand, I didn't come to this meeting to sell something to you. I came to return your Avedah back. It's your heritage. It's not mine, it's yours. Thanks God, he got it. And he invited me a week later to the meeting with the all Ma'arechet, all journalists of Haaretz. And I came there, he gave me 15 minutes. It's a long time. He gave me 15 minutes. In the end of that, this man point up. This man is about 70 years old, sitting in a wheelchair. He well known in Israel as, I called it, HaKohen HaGadol of the culture in Tel Aviv state. Mean if you have a theater and Michael Handelsatz will write one word against you, you can close your theater. He, everything that he writes for years, at least 40 years, in Haaretz, everyone in this area read it like Divrei Elohim Chaim. Michael Handelsatz is a very, very, bemet, very, very kacha, high level of culture person. And then Michael point up and said, and he wrote it also, once a year I have the privilege to read the old language of the Hebrew. Once a year it's my privilege to read the old language of my Hebrew. Mean when? You, the religious, immediately say Yom Kippur. For a secular Israeli, Yom Kippur is not a day that going to Bet Knesset. The only day is Pesach. Everyone do Seder and use the Haggadah. It can be the Haggadah of Shomer HaTzair. It can be different Haggadot. But they use the Haggadah, all families. So Michael said, once a year, I keep this book, the letter, the old language, and I want to jump to this project, he said. Now, if you will see, it's you know, you don't need to trust me. If Rav Li will be kind enough, push the button under his name, but before that, you should know, we are now in Divrei HaYamim. I will show it like that. Divrei HaYamim, Aleph Perek Chet. This is a chapter of the day. So it's chapter number 872, from 9 to 9. You see that, right? So mean if you write every day, so the maximum article that you have is 872. Now, we go to the name. You have here up the Kotvim, and you can go to the name of Michael Handelsatz. We have about 1,000 people who wrote until now. We have all of them well known in Israel, all of them. Go to Michael. No, אתה יכול לגלגל את זה. Just לגלגל האות היי. Go to the... No. Rav Li, we'll fire you out. Okay, רק לגלגל את זה למטה. No. Go to his name. No. כן, here, okay. Okay, now again to his name, here, here. No, 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 no. Whoop. You understand the answer already, נכון? So the answer is that he writes every day. He didn't miss even one day. But no, more than that, sometimes we happen so, he find an addition and he send another one. So you will have numbers of Michael Handelsatz, more of the numbers of the chapters that we have. He is one of the meshugaim in this project, and it's brought the project legitimate in Aretz world. Very strong, very, very strong. Never mind, Rav Li, באמת, זה לא חשוב. Now back to the other side, right? What we should both, when Michael Handelsatz take it, so the Dateim need to leave it, right? This is the culture war that we have in Israel. So when I went to Iton Haaretz, I knew that I need the other side. I went to my uncle. My uncle, I went to my uncle, Rav Israel Meir Lau. It was about 4 years or 5 years ago already. I mentioned one word. No, it starts like that, the real story. The people here that know him can ask him. I came to him again, like Aluf Ben. You know, I want to share with you my new project. What about Tanakh, like the Daf Yomi, excellent. You know, like Meir Shapira, excellent. And say, yet you will work in the internet, daily magazine, with a website, with the social media. He watched me and said, no. This is not my world. He said, no, I don't want to take part of that. He afraid. And then when I saw his reaction, I used one word, and it was like push the right button. The word was dod, you know, with respect, dod, chatzotzrot. Chatzotzrot mean trumpets, not Trump, trumpets, נכון? ככה אומרים? Okay, chatzotzrot. So I said to him, dod, chatzotzrot. So big smile, and he said, okay, I'm in. That was the sicha between us. The whole dialogue, chatzotzrot, I'm in. Maze. Trumpets, why? When I was very young, about 8 or 9 years old, I think 8 years old, a new Olé came to Israel. The name of the new Olé was the TV. The television came to Israel. It was 68 or 69 or so. Actually, it started 67, but officially the Hebrew, in the beginning, it was just Arab. Then it started in the Israeli, Televisa Israelit. Of course, one channel, channel one, but the only one. And my uncle, think it about 50 years ago, now he's 80, at Me'avesrim, so he was a very young rabbi. And they invited him to give a weekly shiur, Parashat Shavua, Friday afternoon, 3:30. Now this program continued for years. I was the last one who took that. Now they changed it. For years, for many, many years, this program worked. Friday afternoon, 3:30. That was his tochnit, Parashat Shavua, Rav Israel Meir Lau. Immediately when he started that, year 68 or 69, something like that, Bnei Brak, like mamash meshugaim, all the what they call the pashkevilim, all announcement in street, חצוף, you know, bring the Torah לכלי התמה. How can you teach Torah in this תמה, טלוויזיה, רחמנה ליצלן? How can you do that? The חרדי become very, very aggressive against my uncle. And I as a kid, very close to him, it was terrible. Manasse, we want to help our uncle. One day, it was ככה, ממש ככה, summer. So he said to my Abba, we lived in Ramat Gan, and he was a young rabbi in a small Bet Knesset in Tel Aviv, רחוב הרמן כהן, Bet Knesset Tiferet Zvi. So he said to my Abba, Parashat Behaalotcha, this Shabbat I will bring the drasha to answer all these people. So of course, my father, my brother and myself, we walked. It's about 2 hours walking. We walked to hear the drasha of my uncle. Stam Shabbat, Behaalotcha means a week after Shavuot, something like that. And my uncle, Parashat Behaalotcha, written that Hashem said to Moshe, עשה לך שתי חצוצרות כסף. עשה לך שתי חצוצרות. You need to build or to create 2 trumpets, but the word עשה לך, it's a special word because it's not for Moshe. It's for the people, for the Mishkan, for, נכון? So the Gemara in Masechet Sota said, this is part of his drasha. The Gemara said, why in the Chatzotzot, the Torah said, or Hashem said to Moshe, Aseh Lecha, and not just Aseh. Why the word Lecha for you? Why? And the answer that the Gemara Sota said is that the only thing in the Mishkan that it's for one generation and not forever, it's the chatzotzot, the trumpets. The all other kelim need to be forever, lanetzach. Chatzotzot, no, just for one generation. Aseh lecha to your own generation. What will happen later? They will do their own chatzotzot. This is the Gemara. Of course, my uncle asked in the drasha, why? And then he quotes from the Torah, why we need chatzotzot? What's the tafkid of these trumpets? The Torah said, V'hayu lecha lemikra ha'eda ulemasa ha'machane. The trumpets need to be the voice. By them you can collect the people and move them to the journey going to Eretz Israel. And then my uncle said, every generation, each one of them, need to have the right chatzotzot that can help them to collect the people and move them, go on to the Har Hashem. And then he said, our generation found the TV. No, 60s. We found the TV. The people are there. We need to collect the people by trumpets. So use in the right way the TV. That was his drasha. When I came to him 5 years ago, I used just one word. Dod, chatzotzot. This is our chatzotzot. We need to be there. We need to be in the social media, in the internet, Facebook, all these shtuyot, we need to be there. And the Torah need to be there because this is Sha'ar Hamayim. And my privilege that he understood immediately what I said. And every book we started with the voice of my uncle, the voice of the President Rivlin, the voice of Amos Oz. We collect all voices and try to collect the people and go on to make our society much, much better. תודה רבה.
short statements, and we'll do, if anybody has two or three together, then the Rav Lau can answer. If anybody would like.
So first of all, thank you very much for coming. So we know how we learn Tanakh. We have the Nosei Kelim, we have the Rashi, we have the Malbim, we have the Abarbanel, we have the Radak. How does Haaretz learn Tanakh?
So I will not start it now, but if you go to the site, you will see that you have all options. You can go to the old tradition way with the whole Mefarshim. We have all Mefarshim, thanks God and thanks Sefaria, that they are our partners. The office of Sefaria in Israel is in my building. So we are very, very close and we work together. I should say the number of people who go to Sefaria are raised up when they start working with us. So daily we have all Sefaria, and Sefaria brought all the tradition voices. Then you have a shiurim, because the really way how to to use this project, why we have 90,000 people daily sharing with us this project, very easy. Each one of us, never one where you are living, we are in a traffic. Nachon, everyone have about at least half an hour, 20 minutes, that we spend standing in the traffic. In Israel, you say, "Kama efshar lishmoa chadashot," you know, news and shtiyot and shtiyot. Now we build, you know, one kacha with one push button. You have about 20 minutes reading. You're listening to the chapter, listening to the summary of the chapter, listening to a short lesson, and then you can say to your wife, Lamadeti Torah Yom. You know, 20 minutes learning Torah. You did it. And so this is the reason, and you should know, 75% of the 90,000 are secular. 75%. We have the ability to check that. But so this is the... said the it called Makarapo Anilodea. No, don't start. It's a long, long, long one. We have, okay, it's a set. You can go down and see this one. It's Tishme'u Keta. Just listen. It's audio. It's a... we understand that. Okay. More questions, please? You don't need... Yes.
It's not so much a question. You were saying how there's so little education in young people in Israel. If it's bad in Israel, it's worse here, outside of Israel. In Toronto, no more than 25% of the children in the Jewish community go to Jewish school.
So the good news that I can share with you, 2 months ago, I had a phone call from the office of Rabbi Jonathan Sachs. They learned about 9 to 9. And they, because their own reasons, they decided, Rav Sachs decided to ask us to bring 9 to 9 to Anglos. So we had meetings with him. From here, I'm moving back to London and then to Israel. And in July 15, we start the second cycle of 9 to 9, include English, with the leadership of Jonathan Sachs. So it will, we're not sure exactly how it will happen, but North America sure will be the central place. And England, it's just Rav Sachs. It's not, it's not so many people there. But we will take it very seriously to share the idea with the Jewish around the world, and to lift it, to make it happen to kids. I can, shortly I will tell you, if you go to your mobile and write so far until July, it's just in Hebrew, but you will write in app, in your App Store, you will write HaMesima 929. HaMesima 929. You will find yourself in one first time in the history, application of games just about Tanakh for kids. Now, the Israelis' kids become mad about that. It's a regular, you know, the game that they love to be there. It's ages between 8, 9, 10, 11. This is the ages. And by that, by gaming, you reach the kids and the parents and the grandparents. The whole family go about that. So we are be met, think a lot about bring the Tanakh not just to the cars with the traffic, but to the houses, to the family experience. So this is, Be'ezrat Hashem, we are on the way. Leat, leat, leat. You know, I will tell you something. I'm bemet. You know how much it's cost? This is my answer.
But remember, there's a whole continent that speaks Spanish. It's not just.
It's true. You know, in South America, the people who support project to Jewish education, most of them go to Shas. Okay? We will not continue with that. Okay.
Do you find that Israelis, that Tanakh resonates with them because of its discussions of politics, of sovereignty, of geography, of machloket? Are there certain themes that seem to resonate more with them to recognize this is part of, this is our history, this is, and that machloket is nothing new, and that challenges of the Malchut and with the Kohanim and all these struggles are not new to the modern figures.
Surely you're right that in Israel it's much easier to understand the needs or the identity. You understand that it's the geography, the language, first of all the language, because you speak Hebrew, you know nothing about the background of the words. Then you understand, wow, it's from here. And then the geography, the history, the kingdom, everything. We need to learn exactly who is our clients in Chutz La'aretz. We need to learn carefully how to do it in the right way. We are just in the beginning of the beginning thinking how to do that. And this is Bemet, the around Rav Sachs' office. We try to do it correctly.
Okay, last question.
So it's you know, in the beginning, people thought that, oh, again, the religious people push us to the Shabbat business. When Michael Handelsatz and people like that, and Amos Oz, and poetries, and many people like that sharing 929, and singers, and events, and people understand that we are real, take it seriously to be open. The problem is not the liberal and the secular, the question about the Dati'im. If the Dati'im kind enough, and I'm sharing with you the story about the Kohanim in the Second Temple days, I'm afraid that some of my colleagues in the Rabbanim feel like the Kohanim, that they keep the Torah in the Bet Knesset and say, come to me. No one will come if you will not go there. So le'at, 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 le'at. Toda rabba.
Thank you very much. There are books in the back. Rabbi Lau's wonderful series on the sages, on Chachamim, is in the back, and his book on Yirmiyahu. We'll daven Mariv next door in 3.5 minutes.